The double standard has to stop. And frankly, the attack on the First Amendment has to stop. And stop and think about it. Do you have a functioning First Amendment when the cancel culture only allows one side to talk? When you can't even have a debate in this country, this great country, the greatest country ever? It needs to stop, because if it continues, it won't just be Republicans who get canceled. It won't just be the President of the United States. The cancel culture will come for us all.
I'm blown away by Congressman Jim Jordan. He is absolutely riveting. There's a guy. You're looking at 2024. He's young enough. He's very, very articulate, as you saw there. He's absolutely amazing. I mean, he really honestly is. By the way, this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by attorney Craig Mueller at Mueller & Associates. When you need an attorney, you need someone who shares your conservative values. Call Craig Mueller, Mueller & Associates, 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. I'm Kevin Wall. Coming up, Stavros Anthony lost an election, or did he? His case is going directly to the Nevada State Supreme Court. He is still alive. There's still 139 discrepancies that nobody, not even Joe Gloria, can figure out. Joe Gloria doesn't know who won the District C race. This is going to go all the way to the state Supreme Court, and a guy that's going to be hanging by a thread. He only lost by 10 votes, then 15 votes after they did a recount. So he is very much in this race. He has not lost this race, and I think the state Supreme Court may be forced to order another election. We'll talk about that and more coming up as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 4:31, I've been checking out the traffic cams, looking for some accidents. I did find one. Yes, Interstate 15 southbound at Oakey. They're on the right shoulder, so if you're in the right lane, look out for that. Also, some heavy volumes as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15. Northbound at Sahara, southbound at Owens. No delays as you work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl right now, but you will tap the brakes as you head through there. Those merging from 15 north to 515. Some slowing through there. 515 east at Las Vegas Boulevard. 515 west at Charleston. And do remember the road work continuing on Nellis Boulevard. That's both directions. The lane restrictions start at 8 p.m.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Raiders have a new defensive coordinator. That is Gus Bradley. The defensive shortcomings really led to the Raiders going from a team that was 6-3 to a team that finished at 8-8. It is being reported that defensive line coach Rod Marinelli is going to be retained by Bradley. He had been serving as the interim defensive coordinator after the change was made midway through the season. It's also being reported that linebackers coach Richard Smith and defensive backs coach Ron Miles are coming with Bradley. They had been on his staff with the Chargers, where he previously was a defensive coordinator. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
New year, new budgets. Every small business has unique needs. And when you partner with a Dell Technologies advisor, you get real-time, tailored advice. They'll even give you a free consultation on your servers and storage devices to develop a custom solution to help improve your company's productivity. Plus, get special financing with Dell Business Credit and big savings on business computers with Intel Core processors. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KNZQ. Talk radio done right.
Last week we had a chance to visit with Mark Hutchison from Hutchison Stephan. He is the attorney of record for Stavros Anthony in his bid to win the District C Clark County Commission race with Ross Miller. In fact, he forwarded to us a copy of the opening briefs, which very informative. A lot of it's legalese, but it really good stuff. And Stavros Anthony joins us, the Las Vegas City Councilman. They say he lost the race for county commissioner in District C, but I don't believe it because he only lost by 15 and there's 139 discrepancies. Stavros, how you doing? You keeping the faith?
Absolutely, Kevin. Thanks for having me, and we're fighting for election integrity, and you're right. Mark Hutchison and his attorneys are doing an awesome job moving this along to the Nevada Supreme Court. So we're looking forward to having them look at this case, and we're hoping that they call for a special election so we can let the voters in District C know that they had a fair election.
Well, one thing we do know, there are a lot of things that may be in doubt here. There may be some legal issues that are in doubt, but the one thing that is not in doubt, and it's never been questioned, is there are 139 discrepancies. By the way, how do you define discrepancies? Give me an example of a discrepancy.
Well, the Joe Gloria, the election director, gave a couple of examples, and it could be that somebody came in and signed in to vote and then did not, and then there's no record of that person voting. Or that somebody came in and voted and there's no record of them signing in. It's things like that where they actually have a situation where they believe somebody voted or did not vote and they can't reconcile that. So these are actual incidences where there is a problem in that a vote cannot be recorded for either me or my opponent. And if the number of votes won exceeds the discrepancies, then there's not a problem. But when you have 10 or 15 votes spread and there's 139 discrepancies, that's when the election director got in front of the Clark County Commission and specifically said, I cannot vouch for the accuracy of this election. I cannot attest to the will of the voters in District C, and the only way to reconcile this is to hold a special election. And that's what the Clark County Commission did initially. And we were ready to have a special election, and we would not even be in court right now. But they decided to succumb to pressure from the Democratic Party and their Democrat allies, and they completely folded 2 weeks later. and certified an election that they knew was inaccurate, which is absolutely unbelievable. And that's why we're fighting this, and that's why we're going to court, and that's why we're going to be in front of the Nevada Supreme Court.
After reading the opening brief, one thing to me was clear. Nevada state law says that this is all wrong, and that I think the term they used, the real will of the electorate, shall be decided. And it's not, we don't know. We don't know, do we, what the will in District C is?
Well, you're spot on, Kevin. That's exactly what's going on here. The election NRS says that if you cannot determine the will of the voters in a particular election, in a particular district, then the election is prevented, which means the only way to reconcile that is just to hold a special election. And that's what the election director said, and that's what he told the Clark County Commission, and that's why they called a special election. And we should right now be in a special election. In fact, we should be kind of wrapping it up in a couple of weeks if the Clark County Commission had done what they were supposed to do. But instead, they changed their mind for political reasons, not for election integrity. They threw election integrity out the window and succumbed to political pressure because the Democratic Party did not want a Republican on the Clark County Commission. That's really what this comes down to. And NRS was violated, and we believe, and I'm glad you had a chance to read the brief, but that's really what it comes down to, is the will of the voters in District C have not been identified, and that needs to happen, or election integrity is going out the window. And this is really going to be a big case for the Nevada Supreme Court, because it's going to determine what preventing an election means, what the voters decide how elections are going to be handled in the future. So this is going to be a fairly big case.
What happens if there is a special election? Will it be by mail? Will it be with polling places? Will there be early voting? What happens on a special election?
Well, that's a great question. When the Clark County Commission initially voted 6-1 to hold a special election, they directed the election director, Joe Gloria, to come back in 2 weeks and explain to them how he would handle a special election. So that's what we were waiting on. So we were going to find out were there going to be mail-in ballots or just absentee ballots? Was everybody going to vote in person? Where were the polling places going to be in District C? So he was going to explain that to everybody, but instead, the Clark County Commission threw everything upside down and threw this election integrity out the window. So it's up to the election director how he would hold this election, and that's what we're waiting to see. And hopefully we're going to find that out if the Nevada Supreme Court decides to hold a special election.
And do you have a timetable for when they'll take this up? Obviously, you filed opening briefs. Now they get a chance to file their opening briefs and a response to you. But when could this? When could we have oral arguments and maybe eventually some sort of validation of our vote?
Well, you're absolutely right. We filed a brief, and then there's a series of dates for several rebuttals from both sides. So we're probably looking at February, the beginning or middle of February, to have a decision by the Nevada Supreme Court. Obviously, it's up to them when they do this. But what's interesting is if we had a special election when we first started this, we'd be having the election around the same time. So instead of having a special election to let the people in District C vote, we're going to have the Nevada Supreme Court decide whether or not to hold a special election. So if we're looking at the middle of February, and if we prevail, then we'll have a special election probably going into April. So, but this is not. So much about me. It's really about how elections are going to be handled in the future. We can't have a situation where the election director says, I cannot certify an election, and then the Clark County Commission says, too bad, we're going to pick whoever we think won the race, and we're going to decide who won this. Not the election director, not the voters. This is really throwing election integrity right out the window, and we have to be able to stop this.
And by the way, just so everybody knows, you're not asking for anything extra special. You're simply asking for the true vote cast. You all you want is the truth out of this, and you're not asking for anything extra.
That's correct. That's correct, Kevin. That's a great point. I do not know who won this election. My opponent doesn't know who won this election. The Clark County Commission doesn't know who won this election. And the residents in District C don't know this. What we all want is to hold an election to allow the voters to determine who won this, and then allow the election director to say, I have confidence that this person won this election, and they're the one that should be seated on the Clark County Commission. And today we don't have that. So I'm not asking for any favor for me. I'm asking that the voters in District C be allowed to, as you mentioned and as the brief says, their will to decide who their Clark County Commissioner is.
And let me just ask you, is it fair to seat? I mean, because the Clark County Commission went over the heads of everybody. They don't know who won the election, but yet they seated Ross Miller.
That's correct, right in the middle of a lawsuit. And what's interesting about this, I just want to make sure everybody's clear on this. When the Clark County Commission initially voted to hold a special election, it was Ross Miller that sued Clark County because he did not think they should hold a special election. So that's how this whole court started. We were just attached as an interested party. I had no reason to believe that the Clark County Commission was going to change from a special election to certifying an election with absolutely no reason for doing it. So we're right in the middle of an election of a lawsuit, and they still seat somebody, which is absolutely ridiculous. But you know that this is an all Democrat Clark County Commission, and they want one of their own on there, and they'll do whatever they can to make sure that happens, and that's what they're doing. And we're hoping that the Nevada Supreme Court will prevail on our side and just allow the people in District C. If there's a special election and I lose, then we're done. And at least our election integrity will be intact. But I'm pretty confident that there's a special election that I will win.
And just so we're clear, you think you could have some sort of oral arguments and get up in front of the state Supreme Court by when? By February 15, somewhere in there?
Well, the timeline that I've seen involves briefs, rebuttals to briefs, timelines. That takes us into February. The Nevada Supreme Court has not indicated one way or another whether they will have oral arguments or not. They may decide to do that, which would obviously take this a little bit longer, but right now, with just briefs going back and forth, that definitely takes us into February. If there's oral arguments, it could take a little bit longer. But obviously, the Nevada Supreme Court, they have their own procedures that they follow, and they're going to do this to make sure that they have all the information that they need to make a decision.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to be keeping my fingers crossed long about February 15, because that's when I think this thing may come down. Stavros, thank you so much. Keep your fingers crossed, my pal.
Thank you very much for having me, Kevin.
There you have it. Stavros Anthony, Las Vegas City Councilman, but lost the race for County Commissioner in District C, or did he? Joe Gloria says he can't tell who won, and he's the Registrar of Voters. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. It is Wednesday. It is Hump Day. A little later on, Pat Casale, owner of the Multicare Group, will talk about politics and statewide. And we'll talk about health insurance. We'll do that and more coming up after 5 o'clock. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your healthcare sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I want you to hear... And we can't get to it right now because we're running a little late, but we are going to get to a member of Congress from South Carolina blaming both the Democrats and the GOP, like a pox on both your houses. We'll get to that coming up. Also, don't forget Pat Casale will join us, owner of the MultiCare Group, and we'll talk politics, we'll talk healthcare. We may even talk the National Hockey League, which begins tonight, and of course the Golden Knights tomorrow. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi. Heidi Harris.
Well, now that Vice President Pence is not going to invoke the 25th Amendment, will that make the Trump supporters feel a little bit better about Mike Pence's future going forward? We'll talk about it.
Heidi Harris, now weekday mornings 9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, electric bikes. I love those. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. And it was great to visit with Jared Fisher the other day. His next adventure, probably in March, is going to be riding from San Diego to Orlando on a bike. This guy is fearless. No, I'm serious. This guy has done cross country rides 18 days, or no, I'm trying to think of what it was. But he went from one end of the country, in the Pacific Northwest, and went all the way to Portland, Maine. Now there's a guy that is fearless. I live vicariously through Jared Fisher. I really honestly do. Stay where you are. Our buddy Pat Casale will join us coming up next. We'll talk about an historic day in our nation. I mean, really, it's never happened. A president impeached not once, but twice. He probably will not be convicted again either. And that's something that'll end up in the U.S. Supreme Court. it's nice that he appointed three members of the U.S. Supreme Court. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on this Wednesday edition of Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is